Well, obviously among the aid community and the wider community of people who are actually living in camps in northern Uganda, the reaction has been one of great shock. These were valued colleagues of ours who were delivering essential relief to people who have been displaced by a horrific conflict in northern Uganda. And so obviously it's a very sad time for everybody, and there's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. Aid agencies like Oxfam and others have also had to suspend our operations in the field because we are so worried about the security of our staff now and the security of the people that we work with, that we are not able currently to move around freely and deliver the relief that we need to deliver to people.
How many people does Oxfam help in northern Uganda?
Right now we are working with about 250,000 people who are living in displaced camps in about 10 camps in the north of Uganda. That's out of a total of about 2 million people who are displaced across the north of Uganda by this horrible conflict. So obviously we're very anxious indeed that if we're not able to deliver relief to people quickly, then they will start to suffer very, very quickly indeed.
Have you sent any kind of message to the Ugandan government about this?
Indeed. In fact, we've been asking the government for a long time to work harder to protect the population of northern Uganda and the aid agencies who are trying to give them the essential relief and support. We are very worried because the government of Uganda has been pursuing a so-called military solution, which has been to chase and hunt the rebels who have been waging this terrible war. One of the side effects of that has been, in our view, that the people who have actually suffered as a result of the war are not getting properly protected. And the attacks of the last few days are unfortunately evidence of the fact that aid workers and civilians in northern Uganda are not safe. And we need the government to take urgent action to assure our security so that we can continue to work.
Have the indictments handed down by the International Criminal Court had any effect on the relief operations there?
We do welcome the indictments issued by the court. We do think that the terrible atrocities that have been committed do need to be properly investigated and prosecuted. But I think it has to be said that the indictments have caused a lot of confusion in the north. And there is a sense of fear about, not about the indictments themselves, but about how those arrest warrants will be served. There's a lot of fear that there will be a focus again on chasing and hunting the rebels rather than protecting the people who are actually the ones who are suffering from the conflict. And there are fears that possibly that the rebels themselves may become more desperate, fearing arrest, and start to become more violent.
Is Oxfam requesting any help from the international community regarding this problem?
Indeed we are. In fact, Oxfam, along with lots of other organizations that work in Uganda, have long been calling on the international community to take this problem much more seriously. This war has been going on for 19 years. It's now Africa's longest running war, and it has displaced 2 million people. It's as bad a situation as anywhere in the world. And Oxfam's long been calling on the international community to take action. Specifically at the moment, we are asking the UN Security Council to pass a resolution in order to ensure that people are protected in northern Uganda. We would ask the UN Security Council to take firm action to pressurize the government of Uganda and other people involved in the conflict, such as the government of Sudan, to take urgent action to protect civilians and protect aid workers so that much-needed relief can get through.